Hello and welcome at long last to the final episode of Happiest Competition on Earth, Season 1.
25 episodes later.
And I had to make a small correction because 2 weeks ago you were like, oh my God, we've been doing this for like 6 months. We posted the first episode on August 10th, so it has been 6 months.
More like four, five?
So we exaggerate a little bit there.
A little bit.
So we're sorry for the extreme delay, but things kept happening. The
Craziness.
Series of unfortunate events.
Not a la Lemony Snicket, but you will notice that there are some changes to this episode. Sadly, it's part of the reason for the delay. Some of you know this, some of you don't. Clary is sick. And unfortunately, she could not submit. And we were really, really sad. And we didn't want a two-person finale.
That would
So,
suck.
what did we do, guys?
Well, we just went back in time and brought back a familiar face, and JC's back in.
Yes, we gave him time to submit. So that was the first delay. And then we had some family emergencies. And
Some miscommunications, drugged out Zell.
Which would have been highly amusing if you asked me to have her record on pain
Oh,
pills.
I was a zombie. I was a zombie on those
definitely.
things.
And then we were finally all ready to go. We were like set. We had like our snacks ready to go and everything. And Skype died.
Tiny chat, or what is it
Tiny
called? Penny
chat.
chat? Tiny chat is a piece of crap.
We really tried hard to link ourselves up through something else to record last night. Tiny chat is the devil. I don't know why anyone uses it. It's horrible. I denounce Tiny chat here live on Happiest Competition on Earth finale.
It's not worth it. I don't know why people rave and say, oh, it's the best. It's the best. Screw you.
I
It
know,
sucks.
Ambi's nickname Tiny Crap.
Yeah, tiny
What can I
crap, not
say?
tiny chat. So, finale time. It's
Yep.
Jeffers. You're doing the disclaimer, right? Last disclaimer of this season. Oh my
I
God.
know.
Make it a good
So,
one.
just disclaimer, we do not own any rights to Disney songs, music, characters, etc., etc., etc. We only own the people in it. Psh.
Their
But
souls are ours.
oh yeah, there are slaves singing for us. And
Yes.
yeah, Disney, don't sue us, 'cause we love you and Tangled is awesome.
Yeah, Jeffers finally
Woo!
saw
Amen.
it at
I
last.
did.
There's a hidden Pinocchio in Tangled.
There's your random fact for the
Yes.
day.
Yeah. I just found that out like 10 minutes ago, somewhere in Tangled. Go find it, because that means go watching it. It's an awesome movie. All right, so they had to submit three songs for the finale.
Well, the first part is judges' movie choices, and we each chose three movies: classic, renaissance, and contemporary. So that was nine choices overall, and they had to choose one of those choices
And I actually
to
think they all
sing.
picked the Renaissance, I think.
I think so too.
Yeah, so let's
That
go.
works.
That works for me. Hey, shall we?
Yes.
Sure.
Let's get this last one over with.
Awesome.
First up in the judges' movie pick round is Russ.
My worst fear, I hold it now. I always knew that this would happen. Though he's a child, it's in his blood, and he will grow. So now it's clear what I must do. I know too well what he'll become. For as long as I draw breath, I'll remember.
Where's Tarzan? Where is he?
No turning back, what's done is done. I have seen what they can do. He can't be saved by you, by me. It's too late.
No, I won't let you do this. How can you
No
think?
more fighting, I'll be obeyed. I'll stand my ground, don't dare defy me. I know his kind, I know the truth. I will protect us. Know the way. Open your eyes, it's there to see. No other way. He's not one of us, and never will be. No more to say. He is what he is, and that won't change. There's no other way. I'm leaving him here, and here he'll stay. He was up in the trees, making a weapon. And in time, it is us he will hurt. Nothing and no one will stop him becoming what he is and was by blood. No other way. He won't come between me and those I love. Believe me when I say, with my body and soul, this I love. No, no other way. And in spite of your pain, it will be gone. No matter what you say, he never was or could be my son. There's no other way. I won't let him near the rest of the tribe again.
I understand.
Where are you going?
To find him. We'll live away from the family.
For how long?
For as long as he needs me.
You can't. I won't be able to protect you. Kala. Don't do this. Please.
Mother.
No other way. I should have done this before, long ago. And from today, though they'll think of me cruel, they won't know. There was no other way.
Starting off the night, that was Russ with the song I have been waiting for him to sing since, like, forever. No Other Way from Tarzan, the musical. Oh. You're sucking up for brownie points, I think, Russ, because you know how much I want something from this musical.
But, she finally gets her Tarzan.
Finally. Mm-hmm. Finally.
Don't you love Judge's movie choice?
I know. I thought that you'd be perfect for this, and I think I was right when I thought that, because your voice on this fits this so perfectly, both like the texture of your voice as well as your range. But I think you needed a bit more authority throughout the song. It just, there were parts when you got that strength behind the words that you were saying, and it was so good when you did that. But then you kind of got a little wishy-washy on, there wasn't a lot of power behind what you were singing. It just kind of fell a little flat for me. But then there were certain parts that just stood out, like, so awesome. Like, even when you were speaking, when you did, like, the acting parts of it, the part where you were talking about, like, when he was up in the tree making a weapon, I love what you did there. The way that you said the word tree, I thought was so interesting. You made it your own. But then right after that, the line is what he is and was by birth. And I didn't like the way that you spoke it instead of singing it. And you kind of, like, did this weird note change thing. I did not love that, but it wasn't horrible either. And I loved the last note on the very first, like the power singing. And then the acting was nice. The emotion and just how you said the word Kala was beautiful. And the emotion in the last part I thought was great, because it was a bit more mild. And it would have been even more powerful if you had that authority and power and oomph in the first part. So, yeah, I liked it.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I am silent. I should have thrown it to you. Jeffers, go.
All right. I agree with Ambie for the most part. This was a great choice for you, Russ. My first note was, this was a great vocal cut. It, like, surprised me how well it came out. Like, the Kala part was completely intact. And, I was just really surprised. I agree with Ambie on the first part. Something was lacking performance-wise, or, like, For me, it was a little too trained sounding. You needed to let go a little bit more. But I love that part right after when you got really very uplifting and into the higher range. And I also like the ending as well, when you went nice and slow. And that part, you had really good emotion too. So good job, Russ. I'm not completely familiar with this song, but it was good.
Oh, okay, my turn. Let's see. I have to agree, this is a third agree, that you do fit the song very well. So good choice for saving it for the finale. Let's see, what else do I have? There was a note that Jeffers said about it was a little too train sounding. I kind of have to agree with it. Because I would have liked some of the vowels a little more open or brighter.
Can I ask, what does that mean? Because I don't know what that means, too train sounding.
It sounded very, like, I guess, I don't want to say classical, but, like,
it very was... Very precise, I guess?
Yeah, it was precise.
It's a little too precise, maybe. So, yeah, maybe a little more open or brighter vowels for a few places would have worked for me. Let's see. I liked most of the acting, but there was, like, one or two lines where I felt like, I know he can do better than that. But overall, it was a really good job.
Yeah, great way to kick off the night, Russ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're so, like... We're so out of it. Like,
It's what is it? Thursday afternoon?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Morning for Jeffers.
Yeah, it's like 12 o'clock.
I've got a headache. Keep on pushing forward. We can do this.
I'm done.
Done.
Next in this round, we have Miss Aria.
Look at me, you may think you see who I really am, but you'll never know me. Every day, it's as if I play a part. Now I see, if I wear a mask, I can fool the world, but I cannot fool my heart.
Pretend that
And that was Aria with her judge's movie choice, Reflections from Mulan. The first Mulan song we've had since auditions, am I right?
Because we outlawed this song after auditions, but then we said it was okay later on because we just wanted
Mulan. Well, didn't we get a man out of you eventually or no? Or that was to auditions?
That was in auditions, if I remember correctly.
Oh, okay. I thought we had one.
Yeah, that was the one that we were like contemplating if it was breaking the rules because they mixed.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But back to Aria. I thought this was good, Aria. I had a couple nitpicky notes, but like overall this was a really good song choice and performance. I thought like the first verse at the very low notes, it was kind of pushing your lower range, and it wasn't as, you didn't quite hit the notes as, I guess, clean as you usually do. And there was a couple Christina Aguilera runs here and there, like Who I Am in the second verse, that I thought could have been like a little bit more polished, and they weren't quite as, I don't know, nailed as you have done in the past. But overall, it was a good job, Aria. So, Zell?
I have to be honest, I was a little worried when I first started hearing it, because it was a little breathy for me at the beginning. Let's see what else. There was also the shaking and bluff speaker, but that was a karaoke thing. Okay. Played a part. I did not hear the A. That's just me being a little more nitpicky. And I have to agree. I don't have exactly the section, but I noticed that you were like trying to reach for those lower notes. You did have your nice moments. I really liked the higher belty parts, because as the song got on, the song got better as you went on, pretty much. You had a peeper. Peak or pop. I'm trying to say peak or pop somewhere when you started to do the higher parts.
Yeah, I heard that too.
The inside, like around 308, I don't know if it sounded off or that's like one of the runs that Jeffress was talking about, but it sounded a little different, or if that was your take on it. But overall, it was good. Ambie?
I don't know how to this seemed a little odd to me, like pretty much for the same reasons that Zelina and Jeffers said. It seemed like it was in this odd low part for you. Like you could hit the notes, but it just didn't seem like natural.
They didn't feel natural.
Yeah, it seemed almost forced, especially in the beginning. Like as Zelina said, it got better as it went along, but towards the beginning, it didn't even feel like I was listening to Aria, because it sounded so foreign to me. And you formed some really weird words throughout. Like, at one point, like, the word was Burns, but it sounded like you said Barnes. And just, like, a couple of, like, small things like that that just made me kind of go, huh? I had a lot of
what? Yeah, she did have
moments.
She had, she had a few moments with me like that as well.
I don't know. I mean, it was still good. It just was odd for me. And I can't 100% pinpoint what was so odd for me about it. Because it was still really good, and I enjoyed listening to it, and it was pretty. It just, yeah. One thing I will say that I really liked was I liked how, in the end, you took you didn't do the Christina Aguilera big, like, inside, like, epic, I'm Christina Aguilera, and I'm going to hit this note because I'm Christina Aguilera thing. You kind of held it back, and you made it, like, softer, and it kind of, like, faded off. I thought that was a really nice touch and a good choice in this song.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's the one that I was talking about then.
That was the one, you didn't like it or you did like it? Because I liked it.
No, I said it just threw me off a little bit, because I was kind of expecting that one.
It was a surprise. It was a...
Yes, it was a surprise.
It was unexpected, but for me, it was a nice surprise at the end, because I thought that was a nice way to end it. So that was a good choice for me. And car.
That's my answer. Sorry.
If it's a car, it's cars. If it's a car, it's Zelina. If it's some form of animal, it's Jeffers.
What about Ambie?
I don't know. My mom walks in every now and then. but never when I'm actually recording. She only walks in when we're in between.
All right. Are we done?
All right. I'm done.
And the third one in the judges' pick round is, of course, JC.
Proud of your boy. I'll make you proud of your boy. Believe me, bad as I've been, Mom, you're in for a plan. pleasant surprise. I've wasted time, I've wasted me. So say I'm slow for my age, a late bloomer, okay. I'd agree that I've been one rotten kid. Some sun, some pride, and some joy. But I'll get over these louse it up, mess it up, screw it up times. You see, Ma, now comes the better part. Someone's gonna make good, cross his stupid heart, make good and finally make you proud of your boy. Tell me that I've been a louse and a loafer. You won't get a fight here, no ma'am. Say I'm a gold brick, a goof off, no good. But that couldn't be all that I am. Water flows under the bridge, let it pass, let it go. There's no good reason that you should believe me, not yet. I know, but someday and soon, I'll make you proud of your boy. Though I can't make myself taller or smarter or handsome or wise, I'll do my best. What else can I do? Since I wasn't born perfect like Dad or you. Mom, I will try hard to make you proud of your boy.
All right, and that was JC singing Proud of Your Boy. It is a cut song from Aladdin, my movie choice. All right. Well, first of all, welcome back, JC.
Yay!
Yay! 3 songs in how many days? 3 days?
Yeah, that's like superhero ability right there. Like, he found out on Thursday that he might have to fill in or have the opportunity to fill in. Right. And then when we heard on Friday, he recorded like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He had them to us all on Monday. He's epic.
He should be, y'all should be seeing him as an example, people.
Exactly. Right,
we are proud of our JC.
All right. My first note is you are our Disney hero voice because you have that youthful male voice. Let's see now. There was this part where you had the louse up that I thought those sections and later on in the song as well, they could have been a little bit more emphasized. I'm sorry. And my only other real, I only have 2 more other general notes is your longer notes seem to quiver a lot, like the boy at 105 and the at 2. And your last boy seemed like it's slided instead of just hit the note. I don't remember if that's like how it is.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I have the exact same note.
But other than that, I liked it. I mean, you have that youthful voice that really fits the character. Ambi?
Yeah, I liked it. It fit you very well. It was very JC, this song. I have pretty much the same notes as Zell. The longer notes were a little bit wobbly. I'm glad, oh, by the way, you didn't do the pop version of this, the Clay Aiken version. Because I think that this, like, demure, mellow version fits you so much better than that would have. So thank you for not being Clay Aiken head or whatever they're called. I don't know.
Claymates.
Thank you for not being a claymate.
I love Kathy Griffin.
We'll get on that subject another time. I love her. I don't remember why I wrote this down, but there was something about the way you said, since I wasn't born perfect, that I took note of it. And I can't remember if it was a good note or a bad note.
I think he, like, played around with the timing on that part.
That's what it was. It was the timing on it. The timing was really weird. It was, like, rushed or something. I was like, whoa, slow down. Calm down. Breathe. Pace yourself. It was, yeah. And then the slide on the last boy was weird. It was like, what? it just, I don't think that, it wasn't a strong way to end it, is what it was.
Right.
It was so good, and then it kind of had this weak ending, which made me a little sad. But overall, I did think this was a good pick for you. This is a hard round to judge, because they were all really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffers?
So, JC, I thought this was a very nice comeback from last week. For me, this song would have easily beat out your two that you did last week, so good job on that. I pretty much have same notes on your longer notes. I didn't really like the slide. I thought your build in the last verse could have been a little bit bigger, but overall, very good job. Emotion was good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
John?